Welcome to another Vantage Points, where we highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the substance that shapes us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for supporting our work. The Misses at Dand. It's no longer acceptable, I hear, to ask a stranger on the street, "So where do you come from?" With Mrs. Waitman, it was hard to resist. You see, she packed her china and her three teenagers and left the mountains of Scotland back in 1882 and landed up on a quarter section of prairie near Dand, between Deloraine and Hartney. They were quite a sight, creaking and bumping along the Yellow Quill Trail south of Brandon, with everything they might need to set up out there someplace. Horses, plow, stove, a cow, tent. I was going southwesterly, so I sidled up alongside and asked the question. "Edinburgh," she started, but she went on, describing their entire journey. The crowded, sickening ocean voyage, overland to Lake Huron, by steamer to Duluth, and by rail to Brandon. They were looking frazzled, but keen to talk. "Scotland has a few wealthy owners," they offered, "and far too many folks looking for work. Small farmers had been forced off the land in favor of large-scale sheep farms. They'd seen a poster promising land in Manitoba. 'Only gentlemen and widows with dependents need apply,' it said." Well, that worked out just fine, she had thought. So they took what Mr. Waitman, rest his soul, had squirreled away and set out. Yep, seemed crazy to me, too. I told them to boot it to the land titles office south of Deloraine. Folks were streaming in from Ontario and the northern states. Land was going fast. The boys took off on their surprised but eager horses. Mrs. Waitman? She kept on as fast as the cow and swollen creeks would let her. I doubt she had done much roughing in her day, but she proved to be a capable adventurer. I kept close to offer help now and again. She likely would have managed without me, but it was a thrill to see them all together a few days later. Relieved, bedazzled, really, they unpacked the teacups and celebrated their grass and star-covered home. I passed by again a few years later. The boys had become good farmers and adequate builders. Apparently, that first year, their temporary sod home was only barely closed up when an early blizzard blew in. Well, that had sobered their enthusiasm. And the missus? How was she doing? Well, she got her wood-framed house, and being so close to the trail, she had turned it into a stopping house, what you'd call a bed and breakfast, with dinner and keep for the horses thrown in. Every evening, she served up homegrown food and lively conversation. Every stranger has a story, and in those heady days, every local loved to ask, "So what brought you to this stretch of God's creation?" I adapted The Misses at Dand from a story written for Vantage Points 4. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of short stories about the many layers of history of Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.